Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Miss Worthage Speaks and Miss Get Up. Hello, Miss Get Up, how you doing?
Good, Miss Worthage, how are you?
I am doing well tonight. Excited to continue our discussion where we're just tearing down these walls about pain and being free from hurt. And so, audience, if you are listening or you're listening to this recording, we are tonight talking to you once again, discussing how to basically overcome pain and hurt and devastation. So our topic is desiring to be free, because that's what we need, Ms. Get Up. We got to be free from hurt, pain, and devastation.
Yes,
and
indeed.
So many, right. And so many people are in bondage with, you know, being in pain. And so we want to help you today with just discussing. And so if you're listening, you can give us a call at 516-595-8103 and join in on our conversation about hurt, pain, and devastation and how to be set free. So, Ms. Get Up, I'm going to go ahead and let you start us off tonight with this topic. What's your thoughts, you know, about this?
Okay, well, some of my thoughts are overcoming pain and hurt. You have to realize that and acknowledge to yourself what is going on. So you have to make a conscious decision to acknowledge what is going on. And then you have to find out how you can get through it and not wallow in the pain, because that's what we as people do sometimes. We just want to be in the pain, want to be in the hurt, want to talk about the pain and the hurt and complain about it. And you can't overcome it complaining about it.
Now, that's real talk right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you cannot get over it complaining about it. I mean, once you say what it is, you need to find steps to help you overcome it, whether it's getting a friend's opinion, reading your Bible, praying about it, asking God to help you, or even seeking counseling.
And you know what, Ms. Get Up? That's very good, because you mentioned even seeking counseling. And, you know, I hate to put this out there, but as a Black woman, a lot of times Black people that I've communicated with have always stated how they thought counseling just wasn't for them. And that is very true. Sometimes we need to go to counseling. And it could be, you know, it doesn't mean you're crazy. It just means you need someone to hear, and you need to hear from another outlook, from another perspective. You need to hear from a professional, someone who has studied this and who's able to help you to realize what the pain is. Because sometimes we allow pain to settle in us. And we go on 5 and 10 years, and we're still in pain, and it may be pain from a person, and then we see this person after 10 years, and all of that festers back up. And so you are so right. There are things we have to kick off by realizing that there is pain. There's still some hurt we're dealing with, and it can come from, you know, divorce. It can come from abuse. It can come from so many different avenues where you haven't dealt with the pain. You haven't admitted that there is an issue. You won't bring it to the forefront that you really do have a pain. And that's the key. We have to be able to deal with hurt. We have to be able to deal with pain. We have to be able to deal with the tragedies that we face in life and devastations. And to deal with them means that we recognize what has happened and how that has affected our feelings internally, and then put into a clear perspective on how can I move forward? How can I get through this and move forward on with my life without allowing this to constrict me, to cause me to not be able to do certain things because I'm so angry and I'm so mad and I'm so hurt. And so these are things that we must think about. You know, Ms. Get Up, in my book, The Darkness of the Aftermath, Transformed to Light, I talk about how you need to be able to listen in the midst of your pain, your agony, and your despair. And I know that you've read my book. Thank you for supporting me. I really appreciate it. So what was your thoughts when you read Day 6? Day 6, I came from a place of where I was dealing with the pain and agony of the death of my son. But I discussed about the importance of listening that I had to do in the midst of that. So tell me, did you have any thoughts that still come to mind about Day 6, Ms. Get Up?
Yes. So Day 6, Well, you know, listening through the pain was really, really hit home to me, because what I have suffered with is trying to hear God when you're in a state of pain and trying to figure out, you know, how to be obedient to God's word. And my thoughts on Day 6 were, you have to be strong and courageous, as you stated, and to listen and to stay in prayer so you can hear God's voice and ask for clarity.
Right. And it is important. And when we talk about listening, for me, I was talking about listening to God to help me to continue this journey or continue this journey after my son passed. For some of you, it may be just listening to your inner self on a decision you need to make. Or it may be having a conversation with your husband or your mate or your best friend and listening to the guidance and the instructions, because a lot of times we don't like to listen. And we talked about that in our first show about how we do a lot of talking but not enough listening. And we really need to be able to listen, because in order for us to free ourselves from hurt and pain and devastation, we have to start listening. We have to also listen to ourselves. Sometimes we're talking, but we're not listening to what we're really saying. So that's important as well. And I want to read Day 6 to our listeners. And if you have any comments or questions, or you just want to join in this conversation, please call in at 516-595-8103. We have about 20 more minutes to share this with you guys, so we would like to hear from you. So one, regardless of whom you lost or what went wrong, right there during that time of pain, right there during that time of agony, I mean right there, Ms. Get Up, in the time of despair, you need to stop and you need to listen. There it is. Because if you stop and listen, that's where you're going to hear that still, soft voice saying, be strong and courageous. Only, all you have to do is only be strong and very courageous. Joshua 1:6-9 says, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. He even goes on to tell us, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So listen, listeners, whether you're listening right now or you're listening to the recorded message, and if you're listening to it once it's recorded, please make your comments and go to YouTube, Miss Worth It. Make your comments, tell us what you think, and help us out here. In this passage, for those of you who believe in Christ, I know you all believe in God. If you pick up a Bible, in Joshua 1:6-9, he tells us to be strong and courageous about 3-4 times in this passage. And being strong and courageous, meaning that we can conquer anything as long as we believe and we trust and we are strong. So whatever the hurt is, whatever the pain is, if we just stand still, listen, and grasp what he's telling us to be strong and courageous, we can overcome. We can get through this. He will give us guidance on what the next step is. Because you don't have to allow that pain to sit dormant, Ms. Get Up. It doesn't have to stay there. You don't want it to stop you from moving on in life and reaching the destiny that has been set for you. You know, so as I went on in writing, I said, you know, I talked about how he tells us this about 3 times and to reveal to us the importance of the mission before us and to have the wisdom to know that God is always with us. He's with us now. He's with us when we're doing good, when we're doing bad. He's with us when we're up, when we're down. During the intense time of my grief, Ms. Get Up, in the very beginning, the Lord sent a word by way of my pastor in North Carolina. I think it was like the second day while we was at the hospital with my son. And he told me to eat. And, you know, just hearing, you know, Sister Wall, I need you to make sure that you eat. You know, sit, calm yourself, and eat. And I'm thinking, this man called me to tell me to eat? Like, really? Do you know that my son was just shot down? 12 bullets in him? And you telling me to eat? Who would have thought that that was such a powerful word from the Lord? But it was. Because the minute a tragedy comes in, the first thing we do is we avoid eating. And that causes an issue. You know what I'm saying? When we don't eat, we don't have any strength. But it wasn't just about eating natural food. It was also about eating heavenly food, the Word, trusting in the Word of God. Because as my pastor saw in the vision, I was going to need my strength for the journey. In the book, I go, wow, like, really? Wow, what a word. What a word. Because the first thing, as I stated before, that goes is your appetite. Well, for me, Ms. Get Up, I decided that I would obey. You know, at a time like that, I could not be disobedient and not listen to what God was sending me through this man of God. So I obeyed and I stood strong and courageous through the pain, the anger, and the hurt, the confusion, the frustration, and the thoughts of revenge. And as I surrendered, God developed me for this journey. So no matter what you are faced with, you must stay strong and courageous in Christ. This will give you ears to hear what God is saying, strength for the journey, and wisdom to know what to do, when to do it, who to call on, who to do it with, and why you're doing it. This big thing that has interrupted your life, whatever it is, I know what it was for me. It really is in God's hands. And if you just trust him, he will give you the strength as he did for me, my family, friends, but I know personally, he empowered me with such strength and such courageousness. He empowered me with such faith that I knew, look, Ms. Get Up, when I tell you, I had no doubt that I wasn't going to survive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really, even though the things was going through my mind, I knew I was going to come out. And the reason why is I came out of losing my brother, one of my closest brothers, when he was murdered in 95. My father to cancer in 96. My oldest brother to cancer in 97. Look here. I've been running this race since I was 16, but not just because, like, I was perfect, but the fact is I trust him and I believe. And then I believe that because of who he said he is, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he said that I'm his child, man, look here. I'm marked as the King's child. So anything that come up against me, I can overcome because I'm the King's child. And so that's what we want people to understand today. I'm not saying you're not going to hurt. Shoot, I was hurt yesterday when I got that birdie. You know, it was a stick in the chest or the day before. But guess what? It hit me, and then I said, oh, God. I know you got to know who to call on. You can't allow it to consume you. So when you're going through life, you know, you hurt by something with your relationship, you in pain, you know, because of your job, you're frustrated, you know, whatever it is, your child, you know, children are being molested, parents and their children not getting along. It's just so much going on out here, Ms. Getta. But we, as a people, as a body of Christ, we have to know to not allow it to distract us, deter us. We have to be determined that nothing and no one can separate me from this destiny, from this journey that we're on. This is a powerful thing that we're walking in, you know, and so we have to stay focused and yeah, acknowledge it hurt me. But you know what, God, I'm giving this to you. I'm going to need your strength and keep it moving. You know, I keep it moving. I still miss my son deeply. I don't even know how long the grief process is. You know, is there a deadline on it, Ms. Getta?
I don't think it's a deadline.
Right. So, you know, and honestly, I can be honest with you, listeners. I can be honest, Ms. Getta. I am still grieving. But I'm grieving with God on my side. I'm grieving with him carrying me on the dark days, on the heavy days. You know, I was sharing, Ms. Getta, with a young man today. He came to deliver something, and it was so funny. And you already know. So, listeners, I had to call my friend because this brother was fine and good-looking. And, you know, since I ain't got a man and the one who I be communicating with don't really want me, I hope he listening, too, because he too busy trying to become a billionaire. But it's all good. It's all good. Maybe I'll still be here when he become one, and I can help him spend it. However, this young man was, I mean, fine, good-looking. But, you know, I'm standing firm in where I'm at. But I thought about it, like, it would have been nice to have someone when I went through the process, but then I thought about it. Once me and the young man was talking and I wound up ministering to him, and there it went again. God came in like, nope, this ain't him, so minister. Ministered to him, and I was sharing with him. I think I'm kind of glad I didn't have a husband or a real relationship during this time, because I don't know how that would have affected him, you know. But I don't think I was moody or having mood swings. I really don't. So I really don't know. But the key to this is, guys, because I know Ms. Getup has a lot to say and we getting into the last part of our time. The key is you have to know how to free yourself from the hurt, pain, and devastation. And the thing is, you don't have to know how to do it by yourself. You have someone to do it with. And always know, God is there, and if you don't have, he used physical beings to help us through things, but if your people are shady and they're not there for you, just ask God to send you people. When I tell you, God has sent me the best friends in the world, and guess what? They ain't perfect because, Lord, Ms. Getta, no, I have to check up sometimes. She goes missing. Girl, don't play with me.
And do got to check me.
Yes, and Chelsea, you know, love her too, but, you know, he has sent me the best friends. We are, when I say the little word, the besties, we are the besties. We love each other like sisters, and we have each other's back. And so I want to encourage you, listeners, no matter what's going on in life today, in this society, I don't care. First of all, stop walking around having grudges with people. Stop having attitudes because this chick, that nigga, all this foolishness. Come on, let's drop all that and let's live. And if you have an issue, talk like adults. Have a conversation. I disagree. And even if you can't come to a common ground, just agree to disagree and move on. God needs us to start loving each other, because if we love one another, we can also assist each other during our time, pain, hurt, and devastation. Ms. Get Up, what you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And when you're going through processes like this, you have to walk by faith and not by sight. Because if you try to walk by sight, you'll be somewhere in your office with the door closed and all the lights off at work. I'm just saying. You know, sometimes you gotta, if you get in your word and pray and get around people that love God and love you, you'll be fine. But when you try to do it by yourself, you end up making a mess and being disconnected. And that's not what
you
want to do.
Mm-hmm. Tell them. You do not want that. So the thing is, if you can see and understand it all, like Ms. Get Up said, then that's not faith. And I talk about that in the book. So surrender to the Lord. And one of the best ways to surrender is to start meditating. Start listening. See, we go to God and we be telling him a whole lot of, I want, I need, Lord, help me, please, forgive me, Lord, all that. Sometimes we just need to go before him and say, Lord, you already know everything about me, and I got some mess going on, and I need to hear from you. And then shut up and just let him speak. Let him speak. So we really want, you know, our goal is to impact as many lives as we can. We can't change nobody. That's not what me and Ms. Get Up trying to do, because that's not what God put us here. We plant the seed or we water in the seed. He going to get an increase. So we can't change you, but we definitely can encourage you. We can pray for you and we can love on you. And I want all of you to know, you know, I wrote this book because what was going on in my heart, and I'm writing a second one. And whether you support it or not, if you know somebody, you should get this and bless them with it. Because when I say the other day, I had to pick it up to bless me when I got that stab, that those cops was exonerated and guilty of verbal abuse, really. I had to pick up my own book and read it, you know, and encourage myself. So I just want to encourage you all. Don't walk around and hurt. And people wonder, Ms. Get Up, like, how did you, she's so strong. No, it was God. It's the God in me. It's the Christ in me that allowed me to be strong during these times. Because life goes on. And I share with the young man today, I refuse to love anyone, even my own children, more than I love God. And that's what happens when we go into this depressed state and act like nobody else matters. I have two other children. They matter. Yes, I miss my oldest son. Yes, I wish he was still here. However, the final say was my father's say, Ms. Get Up. He made the final say to say, yes, he's coming home. So guess what? He said, I had to stay here. So Gary stayed here. Dee Dee stayed here. And guess what? I got to be a mother to them. No, I don't have to raise them. They're already raised. But I'm still their mother. I don't need to act like they don't count. I don't need to act like my grandkids don't count. I don't need to act like you don't count or my other friends, even though you tried to act like I don't count for a whole year. But she been checked and she got straight. We thank the Lord for that.
Thank the Lord.
But, you know, we have to remember, if we're still here, there's work to do. And he said, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health. You know, look. If you prosperous, you're not going to be sad. Who wants to be prosperous and unhappy? He's talking about being happy and fulfilling and making things happen. And so I may not be a billionaire like, you know, my friend trying to be, but guess what? I'm going to keep spreading this word, Ms. Get Up. That's what we're going to do every way we can. You have any last remarks, Ms. Get Up?
I just want to tell everybody to, shameless plug, go to missworthit.com. to check out her book and her website, and you will be blessed. It is a magnificent devotional. I am reading it over again myself because it has truly blessed me. And I talk to her every day, and I'm reading the book over again. So y'all need to go to the website and get the book.
Well, thank you so much, dear. I definitely love you and appreciate all of your support. And Ms. Getup book will be coming out in 2016, too. An amazing thing, especially for females, talking about y'all acting crazy. So we're excited about that, as well as Ms. Martha will be publishing a second book this year as well. A little different, maybe not a devotional, but I'm sure it's going to touch the lives of many people because we're not just writing just because we're trying to become rich. We're writing because God has given us a voice and we have something to say, and so we just want to put it out there. Please join us Saturday. We're going to be talking about sex. Mm. And see, this ties into hurt, pain, and devastation, too, because sex can cause a lot of hatred, a lot of pain, and a lot of devastation when you're having sex and it ain't your husband or your wife. Mm. And I know folks don't want to hear that because y'all know we live the life around here, fornication, like it ain't nothing, like it ain't nothing. But that's your sin to bear. Trust me, been there, done that. But I'm trying to hold it down for the right way this time, y'all. I'm really trying to do right. But anyway, we're going to talk about it because it's important. It's important for us to know how we allow sex to impact our lives on a day-to-day basis when we're having it outside of God's will and being immature about it, you know? So ain't trying to throw no shade, but ladies and fellas, y'all out here with, you know, just having all these babies and different baby mamas and different baby daddies, what is wrong with the condom? I'm just trying. Don't they still make them? I know I ain't had sex in about 6 years,
they
5 years.
Them.
But they still make them. Protect yourself. Children
they
are a
do.
Blessing, but look, it's not a blessing to have all these kids and all this drama either. So we're going to talk about all this next week, and it ties into the hurt, the pain, and devastation. We want to thank you all for listening, and we hope you make your comments. And we hope that you sometime will chime in with us while we're recording on the air and, you know, give us your take. Maybe you're sleeping right now, but maybe we'll try Saturday. We're going to catch you all on Saturday and hope you'll chime in with your thoughts. So my closing remarks to you all is that Ms. Worth It and Ms. Getup, we love you guys and we want what is best for you and we want you to be free from hurt, pain, and devastation in life. This is Ms. Worth It signing out. Ms. Getup, your closing remarks.
All right, everybody, join us on Saturday, and we're going to talk about the sex and how it can bring pain to you, honey. Yes. So join us on Saturday.
Yes. Thank you. And check out www.mizworthit.com, M-Z, and check out our organization, Justice from A to Zayas, at atozayas.com. Thank you. It has been wonderful. Have a great night.
Good night.